Hello, welcome to the Bulldog Socialist Podcast. On this episode, you'll be meeting some of the most prominent abolitionists in the United States. But first, we'll start out with the story of John Brown. John Brown was born on May 9, 1800 in Torrington, Connecticut, but he grew up in Ohio, where his mother died when he was 8. When he became an adult, he began moving around the country while working in various trades and raised a large family. Even though he was white, in 1849, he and his family settled in a black community in New York. He became an advocate to the end of slavery. In 1855, he traveled back to Kansas with 5 of his sons to retaliate against pro-slavery actions in Lawrence, Kansas. He and his group murdered 5 pro-slavery settlers in Kansas. And in 1859, he created a small force with slaves that he had freed, and with that force, he overpowered the Arsenal's guard in Virginia, and after 2 days, they were overpowered by federal forces. Once John Brown was captured, he was tried for treason and found guilty. They then hanged him. Now you will meet the other abolitionists. Our first guest is William Lloyd Garrison. So William, what was it like growing up and where were you from?
I was born in Newburyport, Massachusetts in 1805. Growing up, I always loved writing about the things I was passionate about. Growing up living in a small town, I was limited to education. My first writing job was for the National Philanthropist in Baltimore in 1828. This job was really what persuaded me to write an anti-slavery newspaper, which that I'm most famous for.
What were some of the ways you impacted the abolitionist movements?
Well, I mostly impacted the movements with my newspaper, The Liberator. The Liberator was my biggest anti-slavery newspaper and what I am most known for doing. I grew up writing very passionately about my ideas, which really helped me write The Liberator in such a persuasive way to try to abolish slavery. The purpose of The Liberator was to educate the people about slavery in the United States. I was also the president of the Anti-Slavery Society in the U.S., which was a group of abolitionists that were trying to get rid of slavery. This is another way I impacted the slavery movements.
And last question for you, what do you want your long-lasting legacy to be?
Well, I want to be known as one of the biggest abolitionists in the United States and want to be known for being a part of the movement to end slavery and making everyone equal.
Thank you, William Lloyd Garrison, for coming to talk on the podcast. And our next guest is Frederick Douglass. So what is your backstory?
Hello. I was born in Maryland around 1818 and was almost immediately put into slavery from a young age. When I was around 10 years old, my mother passed away. When I was taught to read and write by my slave owner's wife, what I learned over time, I would tell to the other slaves about what I learned. On my second attempt to escape slavery, I got away.
What were some of the ways you impacted the abolitionist movements?
I was a huge advocate for anti-slavery movements and wrote a lot of journals to get rid of slavery. I want to be remembered by knowing that I tried to make changes to the world and women deserve rights that men have.
Now our next guest is Lucretia Mott. Welcome, Lucretia. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Greetings. I was born on January 3rd, 1793. In Naugatuck Island, Massachusetts, I was the second child of Thomas Griffin Jr. and Anna Folger Mott's 5 children. My father was a captain and was gone for long periods of time. My mother was always worried that he wouldn't come back. When I was just 10 years old, my father moved us to Boston and became a merchant. My family were Quakers. Our religion states that all people under God are equal. After our move, I was sent to a Quaker boarding school that drilled the beliefs of the Quaker religion into my body and soul. In 1811, I married James Mott, the business partner of my father, whom I had 6 children with, and in 1815, my father died. So my husband and I helped my mother get out of debt.
How do you think you affected the abolitionist movement?
I did a lot with the women's rights movement, but I also helped several slaves escape and protested the Fugitive Slave Act and many other laws that kept slavery growing. I would like to be remembered for fighting slavery and helping my country equal.
The next guest is Sarah Grimmick, and my first question is, what was it like growing up, and where are you from?
I was born in Charleston, South Carolina on November 26, 1792. Growing up, I came from a rich family on the Southern plantation. Both me and my younger sister developed anti-slavery sentiments and became a writer and active speakers for women's rights.
What do you want your legacy to be, Sarah?
I want to be known for the Vice President of Massachusetts.
Our final guest is Harriet Tubman. What was it like growing up, and where were you from?
I was born to slavery in Maryland, Eastern Shore, 1822, by my parents Ben and Rick Ross. I was originally called Amitra Ross, and later, at the age of 5, I began to work as a house servant. It was grueling work and stayed like that up until I tried to protect the slave from overseer by blocking the door. The overseer picked up and threw a 2-pound weight. I was almost killed by the blow to the head at the age of 13. After the blow, though, I kept getting vision straight from God. Then in 1840, my father was freed from slavery, made for my master's own wishes. This should have meant my own freedom along with the rest of my family, but sadly, the law was ignored. 4 years later, I married and changed both my names to that of my mom and my new husband, John Tubman, a free brown man. And 5 years later, when my enslaver died, I escaped slavery.
How do you think you affected the abolitionist movement?
The way I think I impacted the abolitionist movement the most was by the Underground Railroad. On the Underground Railroad, I made 19 trips and saved over 300 slaves without losing a single slave, I may add.
And finally, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want my legacy to be as a great abolitionist and a better conductor of the Underground Railroad.
Thank you to all our guests, and that's it for our Socialize podcast.